Where's the money?
This is great. So what is their podcast called?
It's called Buried Treasure Podcast.
You know, he's not backed by a big company. It's just him and his mate wanting to, you know, inspired by the KLF and wanting to do something creative. Yeah. Brilliant. Brilliant. More of that, please. More of that. Me and my mate had it in a bank account and we thought, well, we might as well bury it.
Where's the money?
I want to know what it's like to go out in the dead of night with a shovel and something to bury that you don't want people to see.
What do you think, Paul?
Where's the money?
I like you, Paul. I like you a lot. And I like this idea and I think it's absolutely brilliant and I hope people buy into it. I think it's delicious. I think it's naughty. I think it's pretentious. I think it's an absolutely cracking idea.
Where's the money?
Paul, you get what everybody who wins the sausage sandwich game gets. Our very best wishes.
They're not pirates, they're idiots. Where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money? Where's the money?
Popular music was the most powerful art form of the 20th century, towering above film, making redundant almost what hung on gallery walls.
Steal another podcaster's material. Thou shalt not worship network radio presenters. Thou shalt not take the names of Richard Herring, Adam Buxton, Annabelle Paul, John Ronson, Kirsty Young, or Mayo and Kermode in vain. Thou shalt not get into podcasting to make bundles of money. If you are, you're in it for the wrong reason. Being in control has a value. Thou shalt not give up the day job. Thou shalt not stop liking a podcast just because it has become popular. Thou shalt not question Helen Zaltzman. Thou shalt not judge a podcast by its cover. Thou shalt not judge a podcast against another. Thou shalt not hide the clue too hard. Thou shalt visit the home of the pork pie. Thou shalt not be self-conscious about asking for monetary contributions to your podcast. Thou shalt not undervalue yourself. Thou shalt not constantly ask the listener to subscribe and give 5-star reviews on iTunes. Thou shalt not overvalue yourself. Thou shalt not spend 6 months soundproofing a spare room in your house. Get a mic, press record, and tell the story. Thou shalt not spend too much time worrying about who your podcast is aimed at. If you're into it, chances are other people will be too. Thou shalt not put podcasts and podcasters on ridiculous pedestals no matter how great they are or were. Rahilastapa, just a podcast. Serial, just a podcast. The Guilty Feminist, just a podcast. My Dad Wrote a Porno, just a podcast. The Rabbit Hole, just a podcast. Joe Rogan Experience, just a podcast. Wittertainment, just a podcast. Spoiler, just a podcast. Answer Me This, just a podcast. 99% Invisible, just a podcast. Soundtracking, just a podcast. Walking the Dog, just a podcast. S-Town, just a podcast. Athletic Mints, just a podcast. Made of Human, just a podcast. Distraction Pieces, just a podcast. Thou shalt give equal worth to podcasts that have non-famous presenters as to those that have famous presenters. Thou shalt not always ask, what did you have for breakfast in a soundcheck? Thou shalt embrace the contradictions. Thou shalt always take spare batteries and sound card. Thou shalt always take spare batteries and sound card. Thou shalt always take spare batteries and sound card. Thou shalt always take spare batteries and sound card. Thou shalt check your needs. Thou shalt learn how to edit. Thou shalt not spend a bundle on editing software. Thou shalt learn how to edit. Thou shalt learn to take creative advice from others. Thou shalt remember to think for yourself. Thou shalt not be surprised by Ed Miliband. Thou shalt learn to listen. Thou shalt not overthink an idea. Thou shalt save and back up everything. Thou shalt take the fact that you can't use licensed music as an aid to creativity and not wallow in self-pity. There are millions of talented, unlicensed musicians out there wanting to be heard. Thou shalt not be sniffy about podcasters that use video. They might just be onto something. Thou shalt break the rules. Thou shalt always, always, always podcast. So, there we go. That's the final episode of Buried Treasure Series 1. You now have all the clues you need to find the location of the treasure. Huge thanks need to go to Jeff Lloyd and Annabelle Port, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle for their support. Thanks as well to Rachel Burnett and Ian Strawn for their contributions. Thanks to Johnny Hoare for providing his award-nominated production skills, and I'd like to say thanks to Johnny as well for letting me bury the money in the first place, half of which belonged to him. Thanks to Hot Womble for the theme music and providing separate samples for the stings and jingles. Go to hotwomble.com for more of their amazing songs and videos. And thanks to you for downloading and taking part. Now we want to take things further. You'll be able to say you heard this podcast before those that only discovered it once it was popular, but to make buried treasure all the things we want, please throw some money at us so that we can bury it in the ground in a random location in the UK. Do that by going to GoFundMe.com and find buried treasure. Thanks to those that have done so already, we appreciate it more than you know. Now, if you're first to find the money, it's yours. Spend it as you like, but please, please do email us on the address you find with the cash. We don't expect anything else from you other than to have fun spending it. And we save our final thanks to the best voice in radio, the voice you're about to hear, Charlotte Reed.
If you do go digging and the treasure is missing, remember to leave the ground as it was found. Buried Treasure, the audio treasure map, is a Joe Schmo production.